Morning, everyone. Josh here, Solopreneur Grind. It is the SG Daily, episode number 42, Thursday, April the 18th. And I'm still thrown off. I'm out of my routine. No J-Mug today. I'm at home for the week to celebrate the holidays and the long weekend. Hope your week is going well. And we're sticking to the theme of the week, which is content creation, which has really been top of mind. I will say I couldn't do much of it yesterday just because a whole bunch of work came in, right? So I talked a little bit yesterday about how you want to, basically you can quite easily be thrown off a routine and thrown off of your content creation. But the key is to have the routine in the first place, right? Because the way that I've been able to easily kind of streamline my content creation is just having a rock solid routine. So I'm doing the same thing every day, right? So it's not a question, right? It's not a question of should I do this Instagram post? Should I post on Facebook? What time should I do it at? It's on your schedule, right? It's part of your daily routine. So you just do it. So I would highly recommend if you're looking to post to begin with, or you're looking to post more, you're not happy with how much you're putting out. And most of us probably aren't putting out enough, myself included. Quick sip of the non-J mug today, and it's also throwing me off not to have my go-to mug. But to put it into your routine will be the most consistent way to get it done. Now, what happens when you get thrown off your routine, or let's say a whole bunch of other stuff comes in? So I'll give you an example. Yesterday, Tuesday and Wednesday, actually, I had just a whole bunch of client work come in through my firm, which is, you know, a good thing, but I wish it would have been spread out. Like, you know, when you have 3-4 clients come at you at the same time within like a 2-day span, it's not ideal because it would be great to have them spread out a little bit, but we all know how business works and that's just part of the grind. And so you might have to adjust, right? So what did I do? Well, I mean, sometimes you just have to cut some stuff, right? So my routine in terms of content has been do the big, I want to say more time-consuming stuff first thing in the day so that you get it done. So for example, the big pieces of content that I put out daily or multiple times a week are obviously the SG Daily This. That's like a 5 to 7 minute video and podcast recording. And what I've liked to do recently as well is a sound snippet from the daily and post that on Instagram and Facebook. And that takes a little bit of time because you have to produce it, right? I have to find which part of this daily I want to use as like a 30-second quote. I have to edit it down, put it over a visual, add the little captions and stuff. So that takes time. And the other thing is the podcast, right? So, you know, 30 to 40 minute podcasts. Now I record those kind of randomly, but I have them because it depends on guests, right? When are they available? When am I available? But in terms of when to post them, I have that in my calendar. So every Tuesday, Thursday, 4 p.m., I have podcast production. So I'll do the edit. I'll cut the clip. I'll edit it around. I'll touch up the audio. I'll create the description. I'll throw it up on Pod. I host it on Podbean. And I'll post it and then it gets pushed to all the other, you know, the iTunes, Stitchers, all that stuff. So where am I getting at? Those big pieces of content that take more than, let's say, 5 minutes, have them in your routine or have them on your calendar. So the SG Daily, I do first thing in the morning, usually. Not this week because I'm at home and my routine's been messed up a little bit. But usually it's the first thing I do when I open my laptop because I know otherwise the day might get ahead of me and I might forget, or I'm a little tired later in the afternoon. I won't have the same energy, et cetera, et cetera. The little snippet that I put on Instagram, I also do right away because it's top of mind, right? So if I'm putting out a piece of content that's related to another one, I've talked about switching costs in a previous daily, you might as well do it right then and there, right? So for example, I'll record this. It goes up on YouTube. It goes up, the audio goes up on my podcast. And then what I'll quickly do, and this only takes like 5-10 minutes, is I'll listen to it again, pick out the 30-second snippet, and then make the post to put it on Instagram. Because if I wait for later in the day, something's going to come up, I'm going to fall behind, I'm going to have a client call, something, something. And the other part is, this daily won't be as top of mind, right? So I won't have that 30-second kind of clip top of mind of where I want to cut. I got to go re-listen to it again, get in that mindset. So there's that switching cost there of switching back to it. So what are the takeaways here? Number one is I like to do the big important pieces of content either first thing in the morning or scheduled on the calendar. So the SG Daily, I do first thing in the morning, and the podcast production, I have it set two times on the week, 2 days and times specifically, and I do them then. And then the other thing is you can batch things that are related. So if you're doing the SG Daily in the morning and you're doing an Instagram post that's directly related to the SG Daily, it's probably good to do those together because it's top of mind. And then I'll leave other things, like if you follow me on Instagram at Solopreneur Grind, you'll see I have some quote posts. So it's just like a picture with a quote and which podcast guest of mine said the quote. And I've outsourced that. So that I can post in 3 minutes, right? All I got to do is pick which one I want, hit upload, add a caption that adds some value and gives some context to the quote and post it. That's something I save for later in the day because I can do it in a few minutes, maybe when I'm tired or lazy or, you know, I've had a really, you know, a lot of firm work and my brain's kind of fried. It's a much easier to do that type of post later in the day as opposed to the SG Daily sound snippet. So plan it out accordingly so that it makes sense with your energy levels, with your day, with batching certain types of content together. And because if you think about it, you're going to be doing, or you should be doing this every day or like 5 days a week. I'm posting this content at least 5 days a week. And over the span of a few months or a year, that's a lot of time. Like you're going to be spending a lot of time making content. So it may be saving you a couple minutes or even a couple seconds a day by planning it strategically. But if you map that out over the span of a year, 2 years, 3 years, you're going to save yourself a lot of time and brain energy and all energy. So anyways, that's my thoughts. That's it for Thursday. Friday's a holiday. It's Good Friday here in Canada. I'm still going to do the SG Daily tomorrow because I'm still going to be working tomorrow. So make sure to tune in and let me know your thoughts. If you have any suggestions for themes for next week, let me know, Josh at solopreneurgrind.com. Have a great week, and we will chat soon.